you really can manifest things overnight if that's what you want. It's very much possible. I personally have done that many, many times when I really wanted that. So in this episode, I'm going to be sharing a very inspiring story with you. So you are now listening to episode 121 of the Metaphysics Magic Podcast Show. Welcome home, my beloved. I am your host, Kathy Bhavani. I talk about manifestations, spiritual well-being, money, and success. I also share very calming meditations, affirmations, prayers, stories to really help you vibrate on the highest frequency. And every episode on this show is very raw, fun, clear-cut, and powerfully healing and truly gold-worthy. And I'm really looking forward for you to join this journey with me. See you around. If you want to get access to my free resources, please click the link in the bio that I have on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you're listening. Check out all the amazing courses that I have that can immensely support you on your journey even more deeply. Now let's get into the episode. Magic is real. Fairy tales are real, and you deserve that as well. You do deserve your happily ever after ending. And today I'm going to talk about Cinderella, because what's more magical than that? Like, she manifested her fairy tale. She manifested marrying the prince, living her happily ever after. And she didn't try hard like her stepsisters, right? She didn't necessarily do anything to get the prince. She didn't manipulate the prince. She didn't wear over-the-top clothes. She didn't hurt someone in order to get the prince. She was really pure in her energy. She was really determined to, you know, get to the castle, even when she experienced some obstacles. And I saw one reel on Instagram of a married woman and people asking her, like, what did you do to get this ring? What did you do to get married? And she was like, just existing. I did nothing at all to get the ring from my husband. And you know, that's what the feminine energy does. That's what the woman who is in her feminine energy, she does not chase, she does not go out there desperately to look for her prince. She does not worry about things. She does not manipulate any man to get what she wants. She does not demand, nag, judge, and do all those, you know, fucked up shit to get what she wants. All Cinderella did was just remain in her energy, be authentic, determined, open-hearted. And that's what made the prince fall in love with her. Instead of all the women, like, I think there were like thousands, I don't know, 500, 300 women at the party. And the king chose Cinderella. Out of all of them, out of all of these beautiful women, but King could sense, you know, all the women, they just were there for some greedy reasons, because he is rich and, you know, they would experience all the riches after marriage and all the type of stuff, all the materialistic things. They were wearing over the top clothes just to impress the king, not to feel beautiful inside of themselves. And all these energies, the subtle energies, they can be felt, you know, when someone is trying to impress, when someone is trying hard, when someone is being desperate, when someone is being greedy, when someone likes you for the wrong reasons. People can sense it. Men can sense it. Prince could sense it. And when he felt Cinderella's energy, it was pure, it was open-hearted, it was authentic. And that's why he chose Cinderella. So ladies, you don't need to do anything. Literally, you do not need to do anything to live your happily ever after. You just need to remain in your feminine, pure energy. And that essence alone magnetizes your Prince Charming. It's not about the looks. It's not about the clothes you wear. It's not about your body type. It's none of these things. It's all about your energy. It's all about your conviction. It's all about your heart. Like, do you ever look at a couple where one person isn't that great? Okay, I'm not trying to sound offensive or anything, but just be real. Like, let's just be realistic for a minute. We all have seen that couple, okay? We all have seen a couple where we're like, this person is literally out of the league of this person. How did he get her? Or how did she get him? Like, he's literally out of her league. I've seen many couple. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna be honest. So do you ever wonder, like, how did he score this type of woman who is literally 10 on 10, perfect, out of his league? Or you look at a man like, oh my god, he's 10 on 10. He deserves way better woman than who he is with right now. We all have seen that. And it's all because the other person had conviction that they could get this out of the league person. It was all about the energy. And the person does not care about, I'm not talking about looks or personality or any of those things. It's just about energy, you know? Like, the person is so confident regardless of their looks, regardless of their status, regardless of their personality. Because recently I came across a couple in the Temptation Island India show. And then I saw a couple. The guy is like extremely, extremely hot. And not just externally, like, gorgeous man, but internally as well. Like, he's very calm. He is just very grounded man. He meditates a lot. He works out a lot. And just a great fucking personality. Like, 10 on 10 men. And then he was with a woman who has a very fucked up lifestyle. Who is extremely rude. Extremely mean. Very petty, immature, child's behavior. And I was like, my mind was fucked. I was like, what? How can a man like this choose a woman like this who is not a high-value woman, who is not fully in her feminine energy, who is just, like, I was literally thinking about that. Like, how can a man choose, like, you know, how can a wise man make this poor choice? Again, I'm not judging anything, but it just hurts, you know. It's just so sad to see someone so good settle for something so less when there was literally something so much better out there right in front of him. Like, there was this beautiful woman he was with, and she was actually in her feminine energy. She was very nurturing. She was very appreciative. She had a great lifestyle. She was very polite in her behavior. She was very gentle, very soft, very caring, and all those amazing qualities. And I was like, what is going on? Why is he making this poor choice? Why is he not choosing this amazing woman? Why is he choosing that? And then I realized, you know, people have trauma, okay? Sometimes trauma bond feels more attractive. Like, person is attracted to the trauma bond. And there is some unhealed part in someone to be able to make that poor choice, you know, because that person reminds them of their childhood trauma. Maybe their mother wound is still there, or their father wound, that's making them attached to the person like that. So then I'm like, you know, maybe there's some really big unhealed part in him to feel attracted towards the, you know, this opposite attract. I don't believe in opposite attract, honestly. It's trauma bond. It gives me major trauma bond. Why? Because why would you choose someone who is total opposite of you? It's like your shadow aspect. Your darkness is being mirrored in that person. Why would you want to live with your shadow? You want to break the shadow contract. You want to heal that shadow, okay? And you want to get rid of it. So when I looked at this dynamic of that relationship, I was really shocked. And I started to think myself, like, how can a person do that and make a choice like that? But then I realized, yeah, a lot of people do that, you know, in their life, where they have this unhealed part in them. And that makes them so attracted to this bad boy type of energy. This, a lot of women who are really smart get played by playboys because they have that energy of their father wound or something mirrors in them that just makes the woman feel very attracted to that type of man. But once you heal yourself, you would find that so unattractive. You would want to be with your match. You would want to be with someone who has same values. You would want to be with someone who genuinely loves you and cares about you. And again, it will all come down to energy, conviction, heart, And this woman, you know, who's not, you know, that much of a match with this 10 on 10 men, all she really cared about this person was just his looks. Like, anytime she would talk about him, she would only talk about his looks. And she would only appreciate his looks. And I was just blown. Like, how can, you know, dynamic like that can exist? And people in the comment section were like, this is true love. This is real love. And this is relationship goals. And I was laughing my ass off. And I was crying at the same time. Like, what? Is this a collective idea of love? To just love someone? And it was just infatuation. It was just lust. You could see it in their eyes. That it was trauma bond. And this person is just appreciating his looks. And then people to say that. Okay. I was just like, okay. So you guys, okay, I shared too much of the story. Now let's talk about the Cinderella. So Cinderella, she struggled all of her life, as we all know. And if you guys remember, she used to often dream of living in her castle while washing the dishes, washing the floor, cleaning things. She would sing these affirmative songs and she would visualize herself living a better life for herself. I think it's in the beginning of the movie, the Cinderella movie, where, you know, she's cleaning and washing things and she's singing of living this beautiful life, and eventually it all manifested just the way she described. It all manifested just the way she wanted. Cinderella really knew the power of manifestation, you guys, and you guys also need to implement it. Like, no matter what you're doing, your day-to-day work, you're traveling, you're washing dishes, you're cleaning your home, anything, sing those affirmative songs. Go listen to Lucky Girl's song. Or just listen to affirmation or visualize yourself living that life that you want to live. And Cinderella had this journey, and journey was not always smooth. There were a lot of challenges due to the stepmother and the stepsisters that made her life really hard. And at one point, she entirely gave up. If you guys remember, she, you know, had prepared, she had really worked hard to make this dress to go to the party to meet the prince, you know. And then stepmother found out that, you know, she also wants to join. Cinderella also wants to come. And stepmother was like, no, you have no right to come to this party. And she just ruins her entire dress. And she does not take her to the party. And Cinderella is like, oh my God, I've worked all my life to do this for this moment. This is my only chance to, you know, meet the prince, to my happily ever after, to live in the castle, to live that beautiful life I've always dreamed about. And now it's gone. Everything is gone. It's done. It's ruined. It's over. And she just gave up. And she was crying. She was literally crying and complaining. And just not in a good headspace. She had a complete meltdown. She fell apart. She was broken. She was helpless, hopeless, restless. And she was just saying all the negative stuff like, I will never get that. My dreams will never come true. And all the dramatic stuff, you know, when we have a breakdown. So that meltdown, that energy she was in, she was just allowing herself to feel what she wants. And then boom, out of the thin air, this beautiful fairy godmother comes in. And this fairy godmother is so optimistic, so bubbly, and such a powerful witch. She gives her positive energy to Cinderella. She casts spells for her to manifest the dress. If you guys remember, she has this magic wand. She just comes, her beautiful energy. And she's like, here's your dress. Here's your chariot. This beautiful. And she creates those amazing, beautiful things. And then the dress appears, the magical chariot appears. And she's now fully ready to go to the party. And that will ensure that she gets her happily ever after. So being completely hopeless and restless to now literally moving towards her dream. Literally just one step and boom, she meets the prince. He falls in love and there she goes living her happily ever after. And she was so unaware about these things. She was stressed the whole time to reach before 12 a.m., right? And mind you, Cinderella did not even have that much time with the prince. She had a very less time. She had to reach before 12 because, remember, her dress, the magic spell, it would end. And like her chariot, all of that will turn into the pumpkin and everything. So she had very less time and still the prince fell in love with her compared to all the hundreds of beautiful girls that were present for a long period of time inside the palace. And Cinderella was there for a very short period of time. So it also shows that time does not matter. Like in one moment, it can happen. In one moment, you can fall in love with your prince can fall in love with you. Things can happen in one moment. One present now moment. And you can fall in love in one moment instantly. Like, it's possible. I know a lot of people disagree, like it takes months and years to fall in love with someone. I kind of don't agree because time is irrelevant. In one moment, you can experience eternity. In one moment, you can experience that undying eternal love with someone. It's just like one click and boom, you just know that this is your person. You just know that this is what's meant to be. You just know that this is it, you know? So without this fairy godmother, Cinderella would have ended up in despair all her life, which would have been painfully sad. Like, no one likes that type of ending in their life, right? Everyone wants to live their dreams. So therefore, my love, I want to be that fairy godmother to you, to support you, to help you with my magical energy and cast my spell on you to help you live your happily ever after with your Prince Charming in your dream castle. And my happily ever after brand new course has such a magical frequency to that. And one of the students, like, I've gotten so many reviews and success stories already, but one that really stands out for me is that this one student, she literally changed her relationship dynamic overnight. I mean, overnight. She didn't even watch the videos of the course, you guys. That's how powerful the energy is. She just read the PDFs of the entire course, Happily Ever After. And the affirmations alone are like magic spells. They are so unique, so powerful, never heard before, never seen before, very potent energetically, that it gives you that happily ever after feels, that energy, that timeline, and you can jump on that quantum timeline so easily with the help of the right words. And as a word witch, I know exactly what words to form to help you get to that feeling, to help you live in the end very, very, in a very focused, disciplined, consistent way. And I make it so easy for you. I make it so much fun. Like, I make you feel like this is not a chore, this is not a task, because a lot of, you know, manifestation content out there is so boring and it feels hard and it feels like you are just doing this chore, and I did not make you feel like that at all. Like, inside the course, I've made it so much fun, so easy, and so freeing for you to implement these practices to manifest your Prince Charming. Whether you already have someone and you want to change the dynamic with them, or you are finding someone completely new and you want that connection, you want that happily ever after. Because honestly, I hate seeing people live in despair and helplessness and lack of proper guidance. And that's why I love creating courses, and I created Happily Ever After course to guide you, to support you, to help you elevate and gain clarity, and also add extra boost of magical energy in your life to help you live your happily ever after. And Kathy's Midas Touch, it works every single time. Like, all of my loyal clients, they joke about how I'm their luckiest charm and they love to pay me, and how every time they pay me, they get 10 times more money back immediately. And how much their energy elevates the second they pay me and exchange energy with me like that. Like, there's so much power in that. That, you know, godmother fairy energy. And one student literally wrote me a huge thank you letter, like 2 full pages of how TMM courses are her luckiest charm and how her life has gone from 0 to 100 in span of like 6 months. And she is living all of her dreams in the best way possible, way more than she even imagined. And, you know, all that type of stuff. I'm not trying to brag, but this is just the truth. This is exactly what happens. And I genuinely care about you to live your happily ever after. And that's why I'm sharing that if you feel called and you're like, yes, I need that extra boost of magical energy. I need that support. I need someone to carry me, to hold me, to give me clarity and to give me structure, to make manifestation fun for me. I want to make 2024 my happily ever after year. Then you are in the right place at the right time, baby. You got this. And I am by your side if you want my support. I'm going to leave the link of Happily Ever After course down below. You can read all the details, all the amazing success stories, all of the vibe. And you are so lucky that right now it is still in the early bird launch phase. So there's flat 50% off on this course. You literally have to pay half the price and you get all the gold worthy content right away in your email. You get lifetime access to all the amazing modules, and trust me, each module is very, very powerful. It's completely life-changing, and you will thank yourself millions and billions of times for taking this course, for gifting this course in your 2024 and genuinely just diving into it. And just being in the energy of it will do things for you that you did not even imagine were possible for you. So, my love, I love to cast spells on my courses so that everyone who joins gets the results, that everyone who invests, they get 10 times more money back. And all the reviews that I get, people are like, oh my God, what are you doing? Like, what is this energy? Like, things are really starting to work in my favor after going through the course. Or sometimes people don't even go through the course or videos or PDFs. They're just like, I just joined and just the energy of it has helped me. Just the energy alone. Of course, I'm not saying you shouldn't go through the content. You definitely should. That's like cherry on top. But that energy, oh my God, oh man, the energy is energy is energy, right? So my love, I'm so grateful that you listen to this podcast, you're tuning into this episode. If you love anything about this episode, please message me on Instagram. I always love hearing from you. And I'm so grateful to have you here. I will be talking to you very, very soon. Bye. I love you so much. Mwah.